that time of year again in the Middle East, and Ramadan is right around the corner. For a lot of businesses, Ramadan is a really big business opportunity. You know, a lot of people, even though they're fasting, they're shopping for groceries on a daily basis because people are fasting. They create feasts. They're spending more time together as families, having iftar with your family is a very traditional moment. Afterwards, you sit down and you watch something on television or on YouTube or Netflix or whatever you like to consume. So it's a peak period, a peak seasonality period for a lot of businesses and brands. Like, a lot of budgets are saved to spend it during Ramadan because it's like the Super Bowl. It's like the watch time is intense, viewership is up, everyone is, you know, spending time watching programs. And so a lot of companies are sharing, saving their investments for that time of year.
Plus, it's also, there's a lot of focus every year around health and wellness. Again, that's another opportunity for companies that are into that to talk about the right ways to break fasts, just looking at monitoring your health because you're fasting and all of that as well.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. Like, you know, a lot of people like to use Ramadan to lose weight, even though you end up like starving and then stuffing yourself. Defeats the purpose of fasting, to be honest. But it's awareness now. A lot of people are more aware, like the health benefits of fasting. So how can I be healthy? When should I train? So if you're a brand and Ramadan is coming up, how can you be a part of the conversation? How can you have context and do things that are relevant? So a couple of really quick tips. One, some of the marketing that you would normally do during the course of the year that is a little more in your face and a little bit more risky than you would normally take, don't do that during Ramadan. So try to be cognizant of the time, the religious, the spirituality, the importance of this time of year, and not be tone deaf. So, for example, don't launch things that are not appropriate to be launched during Ramadan first. Second thing is, Ramadan is a month of giving. And, you know, if you want to do something that's charity driven, CSR driven, do it. Don't necessarily do it to get credit and publicize it. Just do it. And I think a lot of brands are struggling, like, oh, if we only do it one time of the year, it looks like we're trying to be opportunistic. It does. So have context on what you're doing and make it more about the community you're impacting versus, you know, creating a quick video and doing PR around it and spinning it. That's really not appropriate, and that's not the essence of Ramadan. The third thing is, because Ramadan is about giving and taking time to thank and appreciate and be grateful for other people, it's a really good time to send a gesture to your partners and people that you work with that you value. And that's a nice gesture to do. So a lot of times you see companies send a note to journalists, or they'll send something to their partners, like dates or traditional yamish or something related to prayer beads or something. That's good gesture and that's goodwill, and that's always, always appreciated. Go out of your way to thank the people that are good to you for the whole year. And this is a good time to kind of give them thanks in a way that you find appropriate and you think is good for your business and also fits your brand values and really is authentic. Ramadan is also a really good time of year to launch pad new initiatives that have to do with community and service. And it shouldn't be a one-hit wonder, but it's a time when people are interested. Like, one of the most brilliant campaigns that I've seen here in Dubai, that now it's every year it's picking up, are these public locations that have refrigerators.
Yeah, we're actually doing an episode on them next week. Yeah, you have these fridge owners, people who say, okay, I'm going to set up one in my community. They invest in the fridge and set it up and let the community know. And then everybody who lives in that area or who passes by that fridge can drop off generally juices, food, things that you could use for iftar, fruits and stuff like that, drop it off in the fridge. And so at iftar, you have the laborers in the area, you have all the people that are, you know, the cleaners, and everybody else can come by and pick up and have iftar with them. It becomes this massive community event.
I just love it. I love the giving back. And it's like, I think one person put a fridge, then people put food in it. And then if you see an empty fridge, you want to go put more food in it. And then it just, now they're all over. And it's such a great initiative. And it seems like such a simple thing.
Yeah, there's a map now as well. So I mean, if you're someone that wants to give back, you can just go look it up, look at the nearest fridge that's set up in your community and go interact with the people that are there. And it's amazing how the community gets together.
That's beautiful. And even from a PR standpoint, once Ramadan starts, let's say you weren't really planning to do anything because you couldn't think of a good way to get involved. Once it starts, other initiatives might present themselves to you that you can be a part of and really try to be a part of those. Karim did this awesome initiative last year. So, you know, when you, after you break your fast, there's like a lot of food left over and you don't want to waste it. So you can call a Karim and they'll pick up your leftovers and their goal, deliver it to somebody who needs it.
That's a great idea. And it's simple, you know, it's part of what you do as a brand anyway, like in terms of, I mean, now they do food delivery as a separate thing, but then it was like, you know, their entire thing is around logistics. So why not apply it to food?
One of the pillars and the essence of Ramadan is that if you do good for somebody, you shouldn't be out there trying to get credit for it. So that's really, really important. Like, don't be an opportunistic person trying to leverage Ramadan for personal gain. Do something authentic. Do something that fits with your brand values. You know, one of the greatest things that you can do is not post about it, but just do something with your employees, with your teams, and something with your work family that's just as important as your home family. Because we spend so much time at work. So, you know, really try to think about how you can get involved in Ramadan. It's one of the most beautiful time of the year for in the Muslim culture. I'd love to see what's going to happen this year in Ramadan. And Ramadan Kareem, everybody, may you have a great month with your friends and family and enjoy the spirituality and express your gratefulness during this holy month of Ramadan.
Yeah, and try and give back wherever you can.
Yes, very important. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to today's episode. I would be super grateful if you can give me a review and give me some feedback. And don't forget, you can always hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or send us an email at im@digitalandsavvy.com. Thanks for listening.